The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
גמרא במציאה דף ה' תראה דף בן שרד אני נשמע מרד זקנתי יפה בצרה ונשמעת אברהם בן יחל ולחשב תניחם בגן עדן אמן בגן תראה דף דף ה' עמוד ראשון right on the top line we are in the סוגיה of הילך let's review the סוגיה of הילך outside we have a famous מחלוקת רבי חייא and רב ששת what's the case? Everybody agrees in the case of מודה במקצת הטענה what does מודה במקצת הטענה mean? God comes along and says you owe me 100. Guy comes along and says, no, I only owe you 50. Mm-hmm. And he's kofer on the other 50. So the Torah says, from a pasuk ki hu zeh, it teaches me when you bodev v'mekzat ha-ta'ana, you swear that you only owe the 50 and you patur and you don't have to pay the rest. Okay? Good. However, we have a machlok in the case where the guy comes along and says, you owe me 100. And he says, I only owe you 50 and here it is. I never spent it. Here it is. So the Bihaya says, there's still bodev v'mekzat. Okay, here it is. Hilach. So what? Still more than the ta'ana, you're being more than half and you're being kofer on half. Make a shiva. Rav Sheshat says, no. The way we look at the Hila case is when I say here's the 50, I never spent it, so therefore it's as if it never left the Malveh's possession. Therefore it's always by him. So I'm not it's as if you were saying, we're not even discussing the 50. The 50 I never opened the envelope. It's by you already. We're only discussing the other half. And you're saying I owe you, and I'm saying I owe you nothing. So it's kofer akol. Kofer akol does not have to pay. Does not have to swear. So therefore, we have a machloket in a modeh b'miksat, where there's the element of hilach, where it's here already, wherever it's in the world belongs to the guy. Machloket b'chaya and Rav Sheshat. So now, we have another rule. Ein nishba'im al karkaot. It's not a rule. Torah, we have pesukim. When it comes to karkaot, whether the guy is kofer on karka, I don't owe it to you, or whether he's modeh that he owes a certain amount of karka, ein nishba'im al karkaot. So the Gemara is going to ask a question over here. According to the opinion that says, which is Rav Sheshat, that hilach, anytime you have a hilach case, you patur from a shivu'ah, what do you need another pasuk to say you patur on karkaot? Every karka is hilach. Every karka is a hilach. The karka is here. Karka is always around. You don't destroy karka. Karka is here. So we're going to come along and say, whatever the case is, in a karka situation, we have a rule. And it's buying, and gizat the katuv. You don't need gizat the katuv. That's the law, hilach. It's hilach. Whenever the item is here, it's like it never left your possession. It's still by the original owner. If you don't make a shiva. So what are any two different pesukim? That's the Gemara. Uman the amar hilach patur. According to the opinion that says hilach is patur from a shiva. Amai yisarik ra lemaute karka meshivua hakol karka hilachu. Every karka is a hilach because it's here. Lecha yisarik ra hecha dechafar ba borot shichin umearot. Oh, it's a case where he gave him karka. Let's say, whatever makes out. He gave him karka, and he comes along and says, hey, where's my karka? And he comes along, and he says, I only owe you this amount. I don't owe you the other amount. And on the amount that he was modeh, that he said, this is by you. He already made holes in the ground already. So you can't say hilach when you change the item. You changed the item. Hilach, what hilach? I gave you a regular piece of karka, and you put ditches and furrows and all these things in the ground. So therefore, in that case over there, it's not a hilach case. So I would have said, in a case of karka like that, maybe you make a shivua. Kama shma'alan the pasuk in nishba'in al karka. Without that nishba'in al karka case, I would say it's a classical case of modeh b'miksat. It's modeh b'miksat without a hilach. That even in such a case you don't make a shivua. Again, if it were just some hilach, I would say this is not a hilach case. Because what I did to the guy's ground, even though it's here, but I made holes in it, and hilach is, it's as is. Not that I changed it, like a keli, the $50. It's here, say $50. What? Make it the case of hilach, but the $50, I gave him shredded bills, so it's here. That's not hilach. You can put it together, but it's a different item. So the simile over here, the guy comes along and says, I owe you karka. You owe me this karka. He says, no. I only owe you this already, I owe you. Oh, but this is a different karka that you gave me, by the way. Look at what you did to the karka. Oh, so that's not a case of hilach. That's a case of modeh b'miksat. Modeh b'miksat, I would say what? Yishava. That's why I need another pasuk to come and tell me. En nishmaim al karka. Inameh hecha detano kenim v'karkaot. Or another case. The guy claimed his friend, you owe me kelim and karkaot. Vehoda bekelim vekafar bekarkaot. Oh, that's not a hilach case. Where the guy came along and he was modeh on kelim That's Modeh b'miksat. He's Modeh on Kiddush. He's Kofer on Karka. That's like, he's saying the Karka's not here. Oh, that's Modeh b'miksat. Modeh b'miksat should make a Shivua. Kamash Malan the Pasuk. Enishmain al Karkaot. So basically, he created to be two cases where you don't have a Hirach. Either way, you change the Karka, or the Karka is Kofer on it. And the Hadush of the Pasuk is Enishmain al Hakarkaot. Comes in with Hashema. Okay, Rami Bar Hamma taught. You know there's four shomrim, right? What are the four shomrim? Shomer Hanam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, Socher. Okay, Shomer Hanam, let's just review the laws quickly. Shomer Hanam is a guy who watches the item for free. Free is only Hayav on Pishi'ah, which means, Gineva Aveda, if it really got stolen or it got lost, he just makes a Shivu'ah to that fact, that he wasn't Poshaya, and that it really got stolen, and he's off the hook. That's Shomer Hanam. Okay, Shomer Sachar gets paid. Shomer Sachar has more obligations, even Hayav on Geneva and Aveda. He is Patur on Ones, which means if something out of his control happened to him, he's going to be Patur. Again, so therefore, some type of Ones happened, right? The animal died or something like that. So he has to make a swear that he wasn't Poshaya, then he's Patur. Socher, a renter, it's a mahluk at how you look at him. And a shu'el is the most obligated. The guy who borrows something, he's hayav even on onis. The only time a shu'el is patut is meta mahmat melacha. But actually, when it was working, it died. That's the only item. So therefore, he would have to make a shivu'ah. If he's coming along and saying it died, he'd have to make a shivu'ah that was meta mahmat melacha, and it'll be patut. Those are the arba shomnim. Now the Gemara says that we have a statement. Hashema. דתנה רבי בר חמא ארבעה שאומרים צריכים כפירה במקסת והודאה במקסת. Unbelievable. רבי בר חמא נו חדוש אומר. We always thought when we learned שאומרים, the guy comes along and says, where's my item? Sorry, it got stolen. It got stolen. Swear to me, שאומר חנן. I swear it got stolen. See you later. No, this statement over here says no. The שבועת השאומרים, if you remember, in that parasha of when it talked about shomrim, it says the words ki huzeh. Ki huzeh, we learn it to be the case of a modeh b'miksat, not by shomrim, but a regular case of malveh, where a guy lends money. Baba Kama, we had a machloket, if you remember. Do we say eruv parashiyot? Eruv parashiyot means, do we say there's two different parashiyot of it? Even though the ki huzeh, which is the modeh b'miksat, is written right in the middle of the shomrim story, don't mix the two up. There's shomrim, and there's modeh b'miksat by a loan. Meaning, shomrim are not bound by the ki huzeh, by the modeh b'miksat rule. Shomrim is a regular case. Guy comes, where's my item? He comes, oh, it got stolen. The whole thing got stolen. No, make a shivuah that it got stolen and you're off the hook. Another shita says, no. Shomrim are bound by the rule of ki huzeh. And therefore, the only time a shomer is going to make a shivuah, if he was modeh b'miksat, and kofir b'miksat. Give me a case. What do you mean, modeh b'miksat, kofir b'miksat? It means the shomrim rules apply regularly. Which means, if a guy came along, let's say, guy comes along and says, where's my item? He's modeh that he owes it. Modeh he owes it, okay, we don't have no shivua. Or let's say, he comes along and he's kofir, he comes along and says, the whole thing got stolen. The whole thing got stolen? No shivua. It's like a regular kofir akol. But what's the case where he has to make a shivua by shomrim? Right? He's modeh on some and kofir on some. Give me the case. He has, Rashi says, the guy, let's read in Rashi now. Look at Sidikin. Sidikin, kefira b'miksat v'hodah b'miksat. It's a long Rashi, but it flows. Kefira lo avya ela b'kofir mamash. O lo ayu devarim me'olam. O he'azarti lecha. Right. Kefira can be one of a few ways. Either I returned it to you, you never gave it to me, or it got lost. Hoda'a lo havia ela imken hoda mamash sheyesh lo biyado shehayav lahazir lo. Right, hoda'a means I have it. Okay, good. Nimsa she'en chayav shivuot ha'shomrim ba'a ela imken ta'an. Here's the case. Shalosh parot. Three cows. Be'echat kafar lo. One cow, he says, the cow, you never gave it to me. I don't know, it wasn't three cows. So one of them is already kofir. ובאחת הודה לו שישנה בידו. And the other cow, he says, yeah, that I have. ושלישית אומר לו, נאנסה. And the third one, he comes along and says, and it's got stolen, let's say if he's a Shomer Hanam. Or if Shomer Hanam hu omed lo b'shlishit, nigdeva. So you see the case here? It's modeh, kofir, and then is claim. Ones, if he's a Shomer Sakhar, or Geneva by a Shomer Hanam. דחייב על השבועת האמורה בפרשת שלח שלא שלח אלו מנכת תאהו תאילו שבועה דכפירה אין זו שבועה אמורה בשומרים ובלא כפירה נמה לא תחייבה שבועת השומרים תחתם לשבועת העיניים כי הוא זה כי הוא זה בשבועת השומרים דמיני נפקה שבועת במקסד וכפר במקסד ולפקי ממד אמר בבקמה בגוז העלו פרשות כתוב כאן כל תבואת שיטה בבקמה don't learn כי הוא זה בועד השומרים שומרים ושומרים כי הוא זה זה בפרשה But according to the Shita, Rami Bar Hamas bringing, no, it's amazing, no Hadush. Let's say the case again. The guy comes along and says, hey, where are my three cows? The guy comes along and says, they all got stolen. No Shavua. Even though normally we say, what do you mean? That's the case of making Shavua. Swear that they got stolen. Swear that you are in a Poshaya. And you don't have to pay. No, that's Kofir HaKol. You're not swearing that case. Oh, so what's the case? Three cows. One cow, he comes along and says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's kofir, bechlal. I don't owe you a cow. The other case, he comes along and says, I owe you. Oh, that now already it's a modeh b'miksat. One cow I owe you, one cow no. That's a classic case of modeh b'miksat. Oh, what about the third cow? And then the third cow, he comes along and says, oh, the third cow got stolen. Oh, so swear, legabeh, the third cow, that it got stolen, and you weren't a posheya, and then you'll be put. That's the only time Rami Bar Hamas says you put a shivu'ah on a shomer. You need to have a hoda'ah, a kefirah, and then this claim on the third cow, whatever happened. It's p'tur, he wants to protect himself legally. Yeah. Look at the Gemara. Gemara says, we're getting to a question, but let's just get the rules of what's being said. The Tani Rami Bar Hamma, Arba'a shomrim sirichim kefirah b'miksat, hoda'ah b'miksat. שומר חנם ושואן עושה שכר וסוחר איך ידמה? לאו דאמר להילך Oh, what's the case? Case about הילך, meaning yes the case I just told you, three cows
There's one cow
Right, one cow he's saying Hey, here it is Oh, that's הילך The other cow he's saying You never gave it to me Oh, and still you're saying in that case over there You make a שבועה That's a question against רב ששת לא, he says, דאמר לי, גימל פרות מסעתי לך, the case is different. He says, גימל פרות מסעתי לך, I gave you three cows, and this guy comes along and says, ומתו כולהו בפשיעה. He's claiming, he says, I gave you three cows, and they all died as a result of your negligence. So right away, we don't have a Hilach case, because the cows are gone. And that's his claim. Yeah, I know they all died, but you were negligent, and therefore you have to pay me. Ve'amar le'iyus, he comes back and says, no. Hada lo ayu devarim me'olam. There is one of them, you never even gave me, by the way. So don't, we're not talking about three cows. So he's kofir on one. Ve'hada meta be'ones. And one died be'ones. Oh, that's the part where we have to make a shivwa for that part that died be'ones. Ve'hada meta b'fshi'a. And one I'm modeh. One I'm responsible for. So it's modeh b'miksat. By a shomer, without a hilak, because the cows are not there. That's why you have to make a shivua. I'm going to have to pay you for that one. So therefore, don't bring me a question from that case over there. You assume it's a hilak case. It's not a hilak case. They're all dead. Tashema. Netani Abu Rabbi Afturiki. The father of Rabbi Afturiki said, "Did Rabbi Haya Kamaita? What was Rabbi Haya Kamaita? Rabbi Haya, the first Rabbi Haya was Amode b'miksat ta'ana al yede edim. Review that case of Rabbi Haya Kamaita was you owe me 100. God comes along and says, owe you nothing. Two witnesses come along and say, no, he owes 50. So Haya said, you can make a Amode b'miksat even via Edim. And therefore the guy's going to be Hayav to make a Shibwa. So the Gemara brings a question on Rav Hayah Kamaita. That's the first statement of Rav Hayah. We're going to ask a question. What's the question? It's a Mishnah. It's not only a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah directly opposed to Rabbi Chaya. I mean, head-on collision. Maneli biyadecha. Vehala omer en lecha biyadi klum. Ve'aidim ye'aidim oto sheyesh biyado hamishim zuz. Yechol yishaba l'ashad. Ve'meke shemua. Tamo dabar al kol aveda asher yomar. He has to say it. Ki uze. Alo da'at pib atam mechaybo. Ve'atam mechaybo la'adat edim. Rabbi Chaya. Firush Mishnah against you. Look at what else says. What do you want? Rabbi Chaya, by the way, is a Tana. So what do you want? Bring me Mishnah against Rabbi Chaya. Matnita karamit ayad Rabbi Chaya. Rabbi Chaya Tana upalik. Rabbi Chaya is a Tana. You can argue on the Mishnah. Is that a question? Kibra says, wait. Veha kira ka'amar. Okay, wait. He can argue on the Mishnah, but he can't argue on the Pasuk in the Torah. The Mishnah wrote a Pasuk. Pasuk says, meaning only when the guy himself is more David Mixat. Not through Edim. What is it with the Pasuk? That's coming to teach you the regular Dina Modem Mixat Tana. But we wouldn't know the law. That why you saw Modem Mixat makes a Shivwa. Ki Uze comes to teach us me the regular law. Don't make your diuk over there that the Dafka, when he says it, apuke, Aidi. No, it's kind of a situation, but you know, when a guy's more David makes a tana, he has to make a shivwa. That's a lone haidush. Vabu Rabbi Aftoriki, what does the other rabbi do? Amalekha katuvu. The katuv ze. Those are two extra words he learns. This is ki, hu ze. Hu ze. What are you two words for? Had the more David makes a tana. What teach me the regular law of more David makes a tana, he has to make a shivwa. The had the adat edim, the patur. And what to tell me only when he's more and not when it comes to Edim. He learns from the two extra words. Hu ze. What to teach me the regular deed of more David makes a tana, he has to swear. And what to teach me and not by Edim. Oh, the idach. Had the more David makes a tana. The had the more David mimin ha tana. Oh. What is mimin ha tana? Let's say a guy comes along and says, "Mimina Tana." He comes along and says, "You owe me haitin." The guy comes along and says, "I don't owe you haitin, but I owe you se'urin." Oh, so therefore, it's not yembo dibe meksata tana. When a guy says, "You owe me 100 of haitin," and the guy comes along, "I only owe you 50 of haitin." That's what yembo dibe meksata tana. Swear. The other word is coming to la'apuke, a case of mode. Mimina ta'ala. Look at that sheep, please. Hahu. Right before they get wide. Hahu. Hahu mif'ayla l'odat miksat. The mechayva ala shivwa vati adat edim minim v'kav v'chom. Okay, we did that already. Look at the first white line. V'had l'odat mimina ta'ala. The ba'ina chitay odat mimin ta'arat kefira. Shim ta'ano se'a shil chitin. V'odat l'besorin patur. Right. The only time you're going to be chayav a shivwa is when you're kofir on with the item the guy claimed to you. Bimiksat. But if the guy claimed you hatin and you're already modet to him in Saurin, that's not the case. So that's what you do pesukim for. Oh, the idach. What is the other rabbi of Aftoriki learn that rule from? Modet mimina tana letle. He doesn't agree with that. Vesaval lekneban gamdi edetan tano hatin modal b'saurin patu v'rabban gamdi mechayev. The rabbi says you have to swear. The rabbi holds that when a guy comes, you owe me hatin, and the guy comes, no, I'm modet. At least I owe you. Se'urim, make a shiva, which means he owes your the claim of what the guy's being modeh doesn't have to be in the same item. Barman, you're claiming money, Barman, at the end of the day. You're calling it hatin, I'm calling it se'urim. So therefore, let's just review what happened over there. They brought a question against the Chaya Kamaita, who brought it, of Aftoriki. He brought a question, that says what? Even when Edim come, or when Edim come, patur. So what do you want from me? You ask me from the Mishnah? Matita karamit, Rebayat Tanao, Tanao Pali, Yagir on the Mishnah. Oh, you can argue on the Mishnah, but he's got a pasuk. He says, ki huze, and he learns from the words huze, that who is coming to tell me, only when you're more dibim mixat, you make a shivwa. That's the regular law, more dibim mixat. I say 50, you say 100, I make a swear. Good, that's the regular deed. And the zeh is coming to say, only in this case where he did it himself. But Edim, no. So you got pasuk. Rav Chaya says, no. I don't learn like you learned. I learned that the whole pasuk is coming to teach me just modem mixat by the modem mixat to teach me the regular law modem mixat, and then I learn edim from a kavahomet Remember, that's a few times, right? He learns from Kavah Homer. The Pasuk seems to be more different. Stam. And I deem I learned from a Kavah Homer from Edehat. Like we learned a few the Pim ago. Oh, but there's an extra word over there, the Playa. What do you do with it? Oh, that comes to exclude another case. That comes to exclude a case of Modeh Mimina Ta'ana. Oh, but Rav Toriki, where do you learn that from? I don't learn because I don't hold of it. I was like Rabban Gamaliel. That a guy's Modeh Mimina Ta'ana, so I have to make a Shavua. Ta'anu Chatin, Ve'odalo Ve'seurin, so I have to make a Shavua. Comes the Gemara continues, Ahu Ra'aya. There was a certain shepherd. Every day they would give him animals to watch with witnesses. The guy comes over and says, do me a favor, shepherd my animals. He gives him three animals. There's witnesses see that he gave him three animals. No problems. The problem always is going to be the one day that you give him the animals without the witnesses. Oh, give him the animals, no witnesses. Sure enough, the shepherd comes along and says, I don't know what you're talking about, and he never gave me any animals. Okay, there's no witnesses. Now what? Witnesses came along and said, what are you talking about? We saw him eat two. Now, he doesn't have any of his own sheep. So must be what? The guy gave him the animals to watch. So they were basically over here, you have a Mordeh B'miksata Ta'ana via Edim. Right? This guy's saying, I gave you three animals. He comes and says, you gave me nothing. Witnesses come along and say, you ate two. So therefore, Modeh B'miksat via the witnesses. So seemingly, if you're going to follow Rav Hiya, the deen should be that they should make the shepherd swear. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Zera, in ita the Rav Hiya kamaita, if we're going to hold the Rav Hiya kamaita, mishtaba ashara, very good. You have to swear on the rest, because that's a classic case of Modeh B'miksat from the Edim. So he's got to make a Shavua. Very good. Amadeh Abaye, Im Ita Mishtaba. What are you talking about? You're going to make this guy make a swear? Beha Gazlanu. What are you talking about? This guy over here is a Gazlan. She says, V'chi Amarev Chaya B'milveh, Ina V'pikadon Shelo Shlech Yado V'avad Meminu. Ah, he called. When did Rav Chaya say his case? Rav Chaya said his case over there where he borrowed an item. He lost the item. Okay, so the guy's really not a thief. The guy's being kofed because he wants to buy time. Okay, in that case over there, you could let the guy make a shivua because you don't assume he's going to lie on the shivua. Because my scenario is where we establish he's not a liar. He's just a guy that's looking for time. Mashiach, in this case over here, this guy's a crook. The witnesses are saying he ate it. So stab the guy's an outright thief. How are you going to put a shivua on an outright thief? A lie on the shivua. The shivua is to deter a guy. But you don't put a shivua on somebody that you don't care for Gizela. So Abayah is basically telling him, he said, what is this guy doing in Chaya? You're going to make the guy like this way, where the guy's an outright crook? Impossible. Amale shekinigdo ka'amina. Oh, he comes along and says, no, you know what I meant? Shekinigdo. We have a rule like this. Anytime a person is supposed to make a shivua, like in this case over here, the Modeh B'miksata Ta'ana V'yidei Edim, he's supposed to make the shivua. But he can't make the shivua because he's a gazlan. And gazlan is not the iman. So the deen is you shift the shivua to the other guy. No, let the guy who has the claim. Let the guy claim it. The guy who has the claim say, I swear I gave him three items, I take it. Normally Torah doesn't put a shivua on the claimant. The guy who has to make the shivua is the guy that they're coming to claim. But we can't put a shivua on you. So that's what Abayah was saying. According to the Hiya, that says there's a shivua in this scenario. And normally the shivua would be on the ru'eh, but you can't put it on him because he is a crook. So therefore, you just put it on the other guy. That's all I was saying. Gemara says, once you're telling me that, even without Rabbi Chiya, make the other guy, the claimant, make the shivua from a different deen, from Rav Nachman's deen. Ditnan, Maneli biyadecha. New law of Rav Nachman. Guys, Maneli biyadecha. Yomi 100. אין לך בידי פטור. And the guy's כופר הכל. I'm not thinking. Okay, מן התורה הוא הסדין, פטור. לא שבועה, לא נתק. כופר הכל. ואמר רב נחמן, משביעין אותו שבועת הסת.
Oh. What a boy.
Which means, oh, שבועת הסת means... We want to deter the guy from lying. So therefore, midrabanan, Rav Nachman says we put a shivua on the guy. Scare him? Yeah, not to scare him, to deter him. He said, we don't want the guy to just be kofir akol without any repercussion. The kofir, you owe me 100. You owe me 100. You say, I owe you nothing. What's the Torah law? You walk. You don't need a shivua, you don't need nothing. Rav Nachman said, but the rabbis put a shivuat hesit. Hesit is to deter you from lying. Rabbinically, we're going to put a shivua on you. Swear that you owe nothing. A guy maybe doesn't want to swear for it's a check. We put a check on the guy called a shivuat hesit. Yes? Mm-hmm. Oh, so therefore, look at Rashi. Hesit, please. Yes, watch. Look at Rashi, please. Hesit. I want you to get the words. Hesit. Shivua shesito hachamim lekach lehasito lehodot. That's what we call hesit. To incite him to admit. Okay? Because we have a general rule. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia, Hazaka en Adam to en enam ken yesh lo biyado. A guy's not going to stop coming claim money at a left field. So when a guy comes and says, "You owe me 100." Stop. That guy came from left field, saw a guy in the street, never saw him before, had nothing to do with him. Hey, where's my 100? Hazaka, when a guy says something like that, there's smoke over there, something going on. Alright, Torah law says, I don't know you, take a look. But the rabbis came along and put a shivua teset to deter the guy from lying, put a shivua on him. Okay, very good. So therefore, forget about the b'chaya. Forget about the b'chaya. Even if you don't know the b'chaya. This case of what? The guy comes along to the shepherd, you owe me 3. He comes along and says, I owe you nothing. Oh, even though normally we would say what? Patur, because what that means, and Adim come along and say, oh, he ate 2. Even if you say, no, he patur from a shivua, against the Hayah, still I will say, make a shivua teset, according to Rav Nachman. And the Ru'e cannot make the shivua teset, because he's a crook, so put it on the other guy. Meaning you don't got to come on to the Fhiyah to make a Shavua in this case. Even if you hold normally, one never makes out the ID, doesn't make a Shavua. But once I'm teaching you there's a new Shavua in the world called a Shavua Tisit, that when a guy's Kofela Ko, we make him make a Shavua, and he can't make the Shavua because he's a crook, because the witnesses say he ate the animals. He's not there, man.
How's that going to incite him to admit if the other guy has to make a Shavua?
No, it won't incite, yeah, because now the guy will make a Shavua and take it. Which I want to protect this guy as well. Which means the first takana is, there's 2 takana taking place over here. First takana is the guy himself who's being kofir, we put a shivua to deter him. Okay, but that's not going to deter him because he's a crook, and therefore he'll lie also on the shivua. So therefore, now the chadush of this statement was let the guy swear now. It's also going to be a rabbinical swear.
Take it,
and if I'll take, I swear I get it, then take. That's what the statement was. תראה את הגברה עושה, hold it. תראה נחמן תקנתאי, ותקנתא לתקנתא לא עבדינה. Which means, hold it. You don't make a double תקנה, you say 2 תקנות over here. What's the 2 תקנות? Number one, you're saying, שבועה תסת. What does שבועה תסת mean? That the רועה would have to swear. And then you're making another תקנה. But since he cannot swear because he's חשוד, נשכר לגדול. That's another תקנה. 2 תקנות. We're not gonna tack on over here. Look at Rashi. V'takata d'shekenegdo yishava v'yito davi nami takata. The minat Torah mishalav v'shalem musha. Normally minat Torah, the guy who has to pay makes the swear. Not the shekenegdo. So now you're gonna put 2 takanot? No. So if the only way to explain it is if you hold of Rav Chiya. Meaning, we must hold of Rav Chiya that says what? That modem b'ksat v'yedim yishava. The guy can't nishba in this case because he gazla. The shekenegdo, 1 takana. So don't come and say, without him. No, without him, you're going to run into 2 takanot. Takanot of Nachman, of Shavuot Teset, and then it's Shekhar Gdov, and lo adina takanta, le takanta. Oh, the Gemara says, wait. You told me, you t- told me what? The Ro'eh doesn't swear in this case. Why doesn't the Ro'eh swear? He's a Gazlan. Why is he Gazlan? Because the witnesses saw he ate two of them. So the Gemara says, you don't got to go that far. That's enough. The Amar of Yehuda, we learned in Masechet Baba Kama, Setam Ro'eh Pasul. Forget about witnesses. Now he's a Ro'eh. We have a general rule. Ro'im Agazlanim. Because what do? They take their animals into other people's pastures to graze. Stam Ro'eh Gazlan. You don't got to come up the bear. Oh, Gazlan, because he's a Gazlan. Just say, Tipuk, he's a Ro'eh. Period. So the Gemara says now, Lakasha, Hadide, Hade Alma. When we said Stam Ro'eh Gazlan, that's on his own stuff. When a Ro'eh has his own goods, he'll go and steal from other people's property. But if he's watching other stuff, he's not willing to go to Gehinnam for somebody else. Like the Gemara says, "En Adam Chote Velo Lo." Person doesn't sin unless he has a benefit from the sin. If it's my own sheep, I'm willing to go steal from others. And then with this case over here, he's watching other people's sheep. So you couldn't just come along and say, Stam Ro'eh. Oh, you know why he's a Gazlan? Because the witnesses saw that he killed two of them. Oh, that's why. But from the Stam Ro'eh, it's not so. Stam Ro'eh. And the Gemara proves it. Gemara says, Di'ido Temahachi, you're not going to say that. Anan Hayutal Ro'eh Hechi Masrinan. How would we ever be able to hire a shepherd to watch sheep for us? You cannot put a stumbling block in front of a person. Yeah, I'm giving him an animals to watch, and I know he's going to go steal now. Could I give him my animals? Of course not. Ela must be what? Hazaka en adam chote velo lo. That when a guy doesn't have a benefit directly, he's not gonna make a avon. So therefore, when you give him animals to watch, well, I should go to Gehinnam so to feed this other guy's animals? Not interested. So therefore what? He's a good guy in that case when it comes to other people's animals. Oh, so why is he Gazlan in this case? Because witnesses saw that he killed two of them. Ah, that's okay. That's why you had to come out to witnesses saw he killed two. Mashaykh al Ru'ay on his own animals. Hey, guy has his own assets. Yeah, this is my benefit now. The guy will sin. So that which we said in Baba Kama, that Stam Ru'ay Gazlan is Dafka Ru'ay Shil Atzmo Velo Shil Akhirim. So therefore, Kenigdo. That's why we said Kenigdo. That's why we said, since he can't swear himself because he's Gazlan, because they have the witness, that's why he ate two. That's Kenigdo. Alibadr Bihiya. That says normally a modem makes that swears. In this case, he can't because he's Gazlan. Kenigdo. Gemara continues. We're going back to a quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, again, two guys coming into the Beit Din with a talet. Each guy's holding half. Each guy comes along and says, Zeh Omer Ani Mitzatiha, Zeh Omer Ani Mitzatiha. So we said in the Mishnah, Zeh Yishava, She'en Lo Ba Pachot Mechachya. So each guy swears that he doesn't own less than half. So we have to understand what that means, what type of Shivu Adar is. I swear that I don't own less than half. So the Gemara says, Zeh Yishava She'en Lo Ba Pachot Mechachya. Al de itle mishtaba or al de letle mishtaba. Which means, what is the nature of the shivua? On what he has or what he doesn't have? So the Gemara explains. Amaravuna, de amar shivua shiyesh liba ve en liba pachot mechetya. So the question of the Gemara would be, that what? That he says, Shivua sheyesh liba, that I have up to half, ve'en liba pachot me'atya, and I don't have less than half. Which means, let's get Rashi over here, which is trying to figure out semantics of the Mishnah, of what he's saying. Look at Rashi. And she says, Al de'itle. Al de'itle mishteba, or al de'letle mishteba. Habali shaba velitol hetya. The guy's coming to get half. Tzarichu li shaba sheyesh lo ba hetya. It's a positive swear. Right? I swear that I have half. Oli shaba she'en lo ba pachot mechatsia. Or does he swear in the way on what he doesn't have? I swear I don't have less than 50%. Sheme en lo baklum. Because maybe he has nothing. That's a possible. Maybe the guy's a total liar. V'chi mishtaba she'en lo ba pachot mechatsia. And when he makes the swear in that way, that I swear I don't own less than half, be'emet hu nishba. That shivua is a legitimate shivua. Share enno kelum. Because he has nothing. So we're not going to let a guy maybe make a swear that he can get away with lying and still make the swear. We want the swear to dissuade him from making the shivua. That she says, the bishtama imayalo bashalish or rabia. If let's say a guy on the third or a quarter, the hunish bashe endo bapachot mechatsia. And he says, and I swear I don't own less than half, elawat, I own a third, or I own a quarter, nishba beshekir. Then already it's a shekir. Share yesto bashalish upachot mechatsia. Then he's lying. Okay, that'll root him out. The endo bachetsia, but it doesn't have half. Aval kishe'en lo ba kelum nishba'u be'emet. When he says, I swear I don't have less than half, and he has zero, so then he swear, I don't have less than half. I have nothing. That would be considered a shivu'at where he's lying, but the shivu'at's emet. So could be we don't want to give a guy a chance to lie with a shivu'at that could be interpreted to emet, because that's not going to dissuade him from making the shivu'at. So that's basically Gemara's question. Al de itle or al de deletle mishtava. So Amar Vuna, de Amar explains what the Mishnah means. Shivua shiyeshli ba rashi. Shivua shiyeshli ba. V'im tomru shema shalish u rabia. Oh, if he comes along and says, Shivua shiyeshli ba. Aminin avuna. De Amar, Shivua shiyeshli ba. V'im li ba pachot mechatsia. So she says, Shivua shiyeshli ba. I make a swear that what? That I had something. Now, something, la'apuke, nothing. So therefore, if he has nothing, he cannot make that shivua. Shivua shiyeshli ba. But it doesn't fix. Maybe he has a third. Maybe he has a quarter. So that's what he has to say. Shivua shiyeshli ba. V'im tomru shema shishu rabia. Shivua she'en li chadik ba b'chot ma'atsia. So you're covering both situations. Shivuah, I have something in it. Okay, so if the guy has nothing, you're not going to make the shivuah, because it's a swear, I do have a stake in the talit. And then he comes along and says, and the stake that I have is not less than half. Oh, so therefore, it'll mean really that he's saying that he has up to hatzi. Once again, if he has a third or a quarter, he cannot make that shivuah as well. So basically, it's a way for him to make a shivua without having him. With, if he's lying, he won't make the shivua. The shivua cannot be emit if he's lying. So Gemara says, make a simpler shivua. V'nema shivua shekula sheli. Why didn't he swear his claim? Zero men anim satia. So he's coming. The whole thing's his. So just swear. I swear the whole thing's mine. So Gemara says, are we giving him the whole thing? That she says, "Hare chaverot tofesba," right? His friend's holding half. The imesh biral kula hare laaz lebeddin. It'll cause a rumor against beddin. Mehash shekula shlo v'mamlu yachloku. What kind of business? Okay, I went to beddin. I swore the whole thing's mine, and they gave me half. So therefore, it puts a laaz on beddin. So therefore, you cannot. There's a guy holding the other half. Beti's not going to listen to the guy's shivua of a hole. So we don't let a guy make a shivua in a hole. We're not giving him the hole.
So
continue. So the Gemara says, why don't you just make a positive shivua? Shivua, half is mine. So the Gemara says, Mara lele debure. He's ruining his word. Because originally when he came into the Beit Din, what did he say? Anim satiyah, the whole thing's mine. Now when it comes to the shivua, he's going to say, I swear 50% is mine. You just said the whole thing's yours. If he says, I don't own less than half, which means could be our law, could be our whole thing. But to say, I own 50%, that goes against, that contradicts his original claim. Good, you're willing to swear, yes. I swear I own 50%. You just said Kulasheli. So good, Ashi. Malal did the Bure, Tabar Bereshah, Kulasheli. The Hashta, Amar Beheja, Hashashali, no good. So the Gemara says, Hashta Name Malal did the Bure. What do you mean? Here also, Malal did the Bure. He's ruining his word. Why? Tabar Kulasheli. Originally he said Kulasheli. That's the answer. Which means, Hashta Name Malal did the Bure. Oh, we mean here also, it's Madure. So he says, De Amar Kula Sheli. Oh, which really, the guy's coming along and saying, listen, why Marale de Bure? You came in and said, Kula Sheli. And then you come along and say, I swear, I don't own less, I own something, and it's not less than half. You're backtracking. So he goes, no, no. Really, what he's really saying is, I don't know. Really, what he's saying is, the whole thing's mine. Udibrechem. But according to you guys, that you're not going to let me swear that the whole thing is mine. Listen, I'm going to do it all the way. Really, kulasheli. But the divrechem that you're not letting me make the shivua of kulasheli because you don't want me to, you know, make a la'az on betin. Lefahot. I'm telling you, I don't know less than half. So that's the
maran. He repeats his whole claim.
Correct. Look at Rashi. Udibrechem. שאין אתם מאמינים לי בכולה, you guys don't believe me, I don't know the whole thing, שבועה שיש לי בה ואין לי בה פחות מהתשעה. Good. וכי מאחר שזה תפוס ועומד וזה תפוס ועומד, שבועה זו למה? Oh, that's the main question. What do you make of שבועה בכלל? This guy's holding half. This guy's holding half. Just split it down the line. And next, what did the guy would have to make a שבועה for? אמר רבי יוחנן, שבועה זו תקנת חכמים הוא, שלא יהיה כל אחד ואחד הולך ותוקף בתליתו של חברו ואומר שלי הוא. Basically, it's a deterrent. We don't want people now to start going grabbing somebody else's talit and claiming that it's this. So how do you deter them? Make a שבועה. So the Gemara says, wait. ונאמה מיגו דעשינה ממונה חשינה מהשבועתה. Why don't you say, once the guy's chashud on a mamon, the guy should be chashud on a shivua, which means you're telling me now that the guy, we're worried that the guy might have just went arbitrarily and grabbed somebody's talit and said, kulasheli, that's why you wanted to make a shivua. Hold it, if the guy's capable of stealing, so the guy's capable of lying in a shivua. So Gemara says, lo amrina migu dechashira mamona chashira shivuata. We don't say that. Just because the guy's chashud to steal, he's not chashud to lie on a shivua. De'ino temahachi, because you're not going to say that. Hayda amar rahmana. Modeh b'miksat ha'tana yishava. Migu, nema migu da'ashira mamuna ha'ashira shivuata. Because if you're going to say a person is suspected, if he's suspected on law, stealing, he's suspected on shivua, how could the Torah mandate that a modeh b'miksat makes a shivua? The guy's coming, you owe me 100. The guy's coming along and saying, no, I only owe you 50. So the guy's lying. The guy's willing to steal the other 50. So what do we tell him? Let him make a shivua. Hey, listen, if the guy's willing to steal 50, the guy will lie in a shivua. So it must be, we don't say, migu da'ashida mamona hashida shivua. The fact that the Torah allows a modeh b'miksat ha'tana to make a shivua. Kibbutz says, no, I have no proof from there. Hatam ishtimute kam ishtamitle kedinaba. So there we explained, Rabbah, we always explained Rabbah by modeh b'miksat, that the guy's kavanah when he's saying 50 is not because he's denying the other 50 really. In his intent, he really wants to pay the other 50. He's just buying time. So therefore he says, oh, 50. So therefore the guy's not a gazlan in that case. So therefore you have no da'ayah. The reason why I believe him in the shivua there, because the guy thinks he's honest. Why is the guy saying 50? He knows he owes 100. Elawah, he wants to buy time till he gets more money so he can pay the full amount. That guy in his brain doesn't think he's stealing. So because he's not stealing, he intends to pay. So if you have no ra'ayah to the fact that a guy's hashur on mamon is not hashur on the shivua. Because I'll tell you by the case of Modeh b'miksat, he's not hashur on mamon.
He's trying to buy time.
Right, trying to buy time. I'll prove it to you. The amar of Idi bar Avin amar of Chazda, ha-kofir b'milveh kasheh li'idut, b'pikadon, Pasul Eidut. We saw that case. A guy's kofir b'milveh. Guy, you owe me $1,000. Right? He says, I'm kofir. And I don't know what you're talking about. So I paid you, whatever he says. So he's kasher li'edut, that guy. Even though, technically, you say, well, the guy's a liar. The guy's kofer in a malveh. He's willing to lie. How can you trust him as edut? So we say by a malveh, he spent the money. He spent the money, so he's kofer temporarily until he'll get the money back and he'll pay. So therefore, he's not a ganav. He's just buying time. But a pikadon is pasul edut, because pikadon, you don't have to spend the money. You have the item. You have the item. The guy's kofer with pikadon, he can be pasul edut, because if you have the item, you can't destroy. You got to give it back. You know, so you see over here that there's a inyan of stalling. As she says, "Damar of Idi Bar Abina Kofir Beve Shebau Edim Yaziku Bechafran Sheediushu Hayavlo." Yeah, which means the guy said, "I don't know nothing." Witnesses came along and said, "Hey, you have, you do have it, you do owe it." The guy's not pasul edut, because the guy wasn't intending to steal. The guy was just trying to buy time. But when the witnesses come along and say, "You have the pikadon," so we can't answer for the guy. So that guy over there is going to be pasul the edut. Ela hadetani nami barchama. We did this on the amud rishon. Arba shomrin tzrichin kefira b'miksad v'odaa b'miksad shomer chana v'shoen osay zachar v'socher. Remember, we said in these cases over here, according to Rami barchama, let's go to the shomer chana case. Guy is given 3 cows to watch. So the case where the Torah is going to say that the shomer chana has to make a shivua is a case where he's modeh b'miksat, kofer b'miksat, and then he makes a shivua that nignav. One of the cows, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't give me the cow. I don't know what that cow. Not 3 cows, it's 2 cows. One cow, I'm modeh, that I owe you. And the other cow, nignava. So therefore, in that case, he swears, shelo pashati, v'shelo shalachti bayad. That's Rami Bar Chama. Now, if this guy is already is a kofir, he's kofiring on one. So he's willing to steal, right? He's being kofir by mixas. So if the guy's willing to steal, how could you believe him on a shivua? Nema migu de hashira mamunah hashira shivuata. Why don't you say that if he's hashut to steal the money, because the guy's coming along and claiming, you owe me 3, saying, nah, I'm going to kofir on one. So if the guy's willing to lie on that and to steal the 3rd cow, so maybe he's willing to make a false shivua. How can you make the guy make a shivua? Atamname ishtimuteka mishtamit. He's buying time there also in the cow case. How? Savar mashkachna liganav v'tafisna li. Really, that was robbed. But it was his fault. He was a posheya on that one. So therefore, he says, you never gave me that cow. In his brain, he's buying time till he finds the ganav in order for him to go return it. Iname mashkachna li ba'agam u'maitina li. He says, I'll go look for it myself. Maybe it went to the swamp area, and therefore I'll go bring it myself. So even in that case, it's the same logic as the loan. He's not intending to steal. He's just intending to buy time. Therefore, he still has a ne'emanut. Yache ha'kofir bepikadon amay pasul le'edut nema ishtimut ekam ishtamet savar ad bahashna u'mashkahalat u'mashkahalat. So why do you say the same thing on pikadon? Well, the guy's kofir bepikadon, and the witnesses come along and say, no, he had the pikadon. We know that he had a pikadon. So why don't you say that maybe he got stolen, maybe he was negligent, and the guy's buying time just to go find the way to get out. He wants to make an interrogation or an investigation. Then he wants to be pasul edut. The guy is intending to pay it back. He just needs to find time. Kabbalah says, ki amrina na kofir pikadon pasul edut ki kon da'atu sadeh va'ashidu be da'ish sha'ata itel pikadon bebete va'ava yada. The witnesses are saying, not that we know he took a pikadon. They testify he has the pikadon in his house. He has the pikadon in his house. So the guy's hashud on everything. The guy's a crook. And therefore, he can't say he's buying time to go make an investigation to see what happened to the pikadon. The guy's not in his house. He's holding it in his hand. They find it mamash by him in his hand. Okay. Ela Adamaravuna Bashbi'in Oto Shivua She'ena Birshuto by a Shomer Pikadon. What's the case? Guy comes along and got a Pikadon. So one of the Shivuot that he has, and the guy got stolen. So one of the Shivuot he has to make is Shivua Shelo Pashati. Because if he was Poshaya, then he has to pay. Even for Nigneva. Shivua Shelo Pashati. Vishelo Shalachti Bayad. And I didn't, do anything directly to it. And he has to make a Shivua She'ena Birshuti. He has to make a swear. I swear that the pikadon is not in my possession. So comes the Gemara and says, Nema, Bigudal Hashirah Mamunah Hashirah Shevuata. Which means, this guy over here is being kofir with Pekadon. He's coming on to say, the Pekadon that you gave me is I don't have it. So, we make the guy make a Shevu'a, She'ena Bereshuti. Maybe the guy's stealing it. So if the guy's stealing the Pekadon for himself, so therefore he's willing to lie on the Shevu'a as well. Look at Rashi. Damar Rav Huna. There are three lines at the bottom, please. The Kaman Mafkid, Gebesh Shilim Velo Ratzali Shava. Oh, that's the case. Shilim Velo Ratzali Shava. Guy comes along and says, listen, the animal got, or the Pekadon, let's say, whatever, the money, the animal, whatever it is. He says, even though something happened to the money or the animal, whatever it is, so normally he has to make a Shavua. Shavua Shein HaBereshuti and all that stuff. He wants to pay and not make a Shavua. He has an option to do that. I'll pay you. And I don't want to make a Shavua. The she says, "Lo." לכמה מפקיד גבי שילם ולוצרי שבא אמר אבונה אם בא לשלם משפיעין אותו שבוע שינה ברשותו. The guy got a cow. The guy says, you know what, he likes the cow. He wants to keep the cow for himself. So he comes along and says, you know what, something happened to the cow, I'm sorry, but you know, I'll pay you. He wants to pay to keep the cow. So we make the guy swear שבוע שינה ברשותי. Hold it, if the guy's capable of stealing the cow, the guy will make a שבוע shake it as well. And since sometimes the guy likes the Pekadon. Yeah. So he'll come along and he'll say, I borrowed something, I have to come, sorry, Mechila. But don't worry, I'm going to compensate you. He's willing to pay $200 and keep the cow. So he has to make a Shevu'a, Shein HaBereshuti. What do you mean? Miku da Ashira Mamona, Ashira Shevu'a, can you make a Shevu'a like that? Hatam Name More, Vamar Demeka Yahiv Nale. Right, he's More Etir over there also. He rationalizes. He said, I'm not a thief. I'm paying for it. The guy doesn't think that's thievery. So he's not going to come and lie in the Shavua. Because in his brain, he's saying, I paid the guy for it. That's not thievery. But what do you mean? Wow. The guy, forget about Lot Tignov. The guy's transgressing the Ten Commandments. Lot Tahmod. The guy's coveting his friend's item. He's coveting the cow. And therefore, same logic. If the guy's hashud to go against one of the transgressors of the Torah, he's hashud the Shavua. They misinterpret and they think lo tahmud is only when you don't pay. But if you pay, they don't think you're transgressing lo tahmud. There's no tahmud, I paid for the item. So therefore, he doesn't think that he's making a isur. That's why we let him, because he's not hashud amamona. And he's not hashud on isur. When a guy in his brain doesn't think he's making an isud, he's not going to lie in the Shavua. We're only worried about a guy that knows he's making an isud over his as well. No, echpatlo, this, no, echpatlo, this. No, echpatlo. He doesn't think he's making an isud. The Elad Amar of Nachman, Mashbi'in oto Shavuat Heset. What's the case of Shavuat Heset, Ashi? The She'eno Modeh B'miksat. Right? The guy's kofer hakol. Remember, we learned this din of Rav Nachman.
Yes.
Shavuot Teset is the Shavua to deter him.
To get him to say the truth.
To divert him to say the truth. God comes along and says, you owe me $1,000. No, I mean nothing. When a Torah, he walks. Rav Nachman made a Shavua called Shavuot Teset and says, what's Shavuot Teset? You got to swear also. You got to swear. The Shavuot Rabbanan. What do you mean? This Shavuot Rabbanan, the guy's willing to steal $1,000. Right, it's kofir the whole thing. The guys went to steal. How can we want to say, Waha? Name amigu da ashira ma munach ashira shavuata. That's question number one. The two, question number two. Furthermore, haditani debi hiya. By the case of, remember we learned the case already a lot of times, Hanvani and the balabayit. Right, the guy tells the Hanvani, do me a favor, pay the workers. Right, pay the workers for me. And also the guy comes back, he says, by the way, I paid the workers. The workers come along and say, I didn't get paid. So we say what? The Hanvani swears, and we pay him, and the workers swear. What do you mean? Maybe these guys are stealing. No, how do you believe them on a Shavua? One's a liar for sure. Somebody over here is a crook. Right? So therefore, how can you make them make a Shavua? Again, the two, the other Tanya Bihaya, Shinehem Mishbahim, meaning the Balabayat, and the Hanvani, most we have been not in the Balabayat, Nehemamigud Hashira Mamunah Hashira Shavuata. V'tu, and furthermore, Hadamar Rav Sheshat, by a case of a Shomer Pekadon. Right, the guy comes along and says, where's my cow? Comes along and says, it got stolen. Shomer Hanam is patur. But the Rav Sheshat has to make three Shivuot. What's the three Shivuot? Shalosh Shivuot Meshme'in Oto. Shivuah Shlo Pashati Ba. Right? Lo Pashati, I was not negligent. Shivuah Shlo Shalachti Ba Yad. Shlo Shalachti Ba Yad, I did not use it for work. If he used it for work, then he's a gazlan. Because you're not allowed to use the Pekadon. Shivuah She'ena Birishuti and Shivuah, that is not in my possession. Ne'ema Migudal Shira Mamona Hashira Shivuata. Which means, by the case of Shivuah She'ena Birishuti, which means once the guy's already kofir on the item, so therefore how can you believe that he says ena b'shuti? The guy's willing to lie. The guy's willing to steal the item. So maybe what has to be believed on the shivua? You don't think about the answers to all these questions? Ela no amrina migu da'ashira mamona hashid ashivuata. We don't say that. Which means even though a guy's hashur on mamon, he still believes when it comes to show. People are more careful when it comes to swearing. And therefore, the Khanami, to answer all these questions. He's Hashud. Migu da'ashid ha-mamona does not mean he's Hashud on Shivu'ah. That is the Gemara's final answer. Abaye Amar. Abaye says, Hayshinam. Oh, now we go back to Abaye. Abaye goes back to Amishnah. Oh, so therefore, go back to Amishnah. So Amishnah, ze omer kula shiri, ve ze omer kula shiri. Ze yishaba, ve ze yishaba. Correct? So we came along and said, what's the reason why we swear in the Mishnah? Somebody over here is lying. I can be kula shili on both people over here. So we said, oh, so how could you believe them on the Shivua? So give us a really, just because they're hashur on Mamon, they're not hashur on Shivua. Therefore, the Shivua, the Mishnah is fine. Even though each guy is claiming all things, somebody's lying over here. Both can be called Shili. How do you make them swear? For which one they got to do with the other? Hashura Mamana, lo Hashura Shivua. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. And what's the reason for the Shivua in the Mishnah? To deter a guy from going and grabbing. So they make a Shivua. What do you mean? But the guy's going to grab and steal something, the guy's capable of Shivua to shake it. No, it's because it's Hashura Mamon. He's not Hashura on Shivua. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Amar, Abayek comes along as a different Pshat in the Mishnah. Hayshinan shem milvei yeshana yesh lo alav. Oh, Abaye says like this. I argue on Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan said the reason of the Shivua in the Mishnah is what? To deter a guy from coming and grabbing the talit and saying kula shiri. Abaye says, no, that's not the reason. What's the reason? Kula shiri, please. Abaye amad ta'amad ibn itin lav kud Rabbi Yohanan. Diyava hashidan aholech betokim petit havero chinam havalan hashud ha-shivua. Abaye argues in Abu Hanan. He says, "Migu da hashira mamona hashira shivua." And if you really worried that the guy's going to go grab somebody's talit arbitrarily, we would not let him make a shivua because the guy's hashur on stealing. The guy's going to be hashur on shivua. No, so what's the reason that in the Mishnah you let him make a shivua? So this is ela hashira shimam belvei yishena yeshlo alav al zeh. Could be the guy that grabbed it and says kula sheli. He had an old debt that was owed to him by that guy, and therefore he rationalizes that what? It's really all mine because he owes me from somewhere else. Umakir bo sheshakha. He says, this guy forgot that he owes me the money. And if I ask him for the money, v'yichpor bo, v'onech v'tokip talito. So therefore, what does he do? He takes law to his own hands. He goes and grabs his friend's talit. In his brain, does he think he's stealing? No, I'm just recouping what's owed to me. Sheesh lo bad v'mechatsia, v'talit zu shelo. The law is when somebody owes you money, even the shirt on his back is mishrubat to him. So therefore, we explain the Mishnah. Why does he have to make a swear, like he said? Because we're worried that a guy might go arbitrarily to his friend and grab an item. Grab an item? The guy's against the ganav. How can you believe on the Shivua? No, we're worried this could be a case where he thinks that there was an old debt over here. He doesn't think he's stealing. He thinks he's just taking something that belongs to him. Does he have to tell him what he's doing? No. See, he holds, I could just grab the item. it's mine, you owe me the money. So therefore, in his brain, he's not stealing. That's why he's believed on the Shivu'a. Gemara says, Iyache nishkol belo Shivu'a. Right. Which means, Iyache Rashi, Amayra me'ale Shivu'a. Why are you putting a Shivu'a on the guy at all? Kevandi iloave ale loave tafisba. Which means, the guy grabbed the item, if it's coming to recoup an old debt, whatever it is, so therefore let him keep it, I guess what? Bilo Shivu'a. Correct?
We don't know which
guy
it is.
Oh, that's Gemara's answer. Right. Because you got to make an assumption. The guy's not going to grab somebody's shirt off his back unless there was something between them. Right? Stam is not going to grab. So it must be he's emet. So the Gemara says, Ela haishinan shema safek malve yishana yishlo alav. Oh, which means, we're not saying vadai. Ela, the guy himself is safek. He himself says, I think he owes me money. It's not vadai. So therefore, we make a shivua. Because we thought originally the answer was, the guy's vadai for sure, certain, that's why he grabbed it and all that. He's vadai grabbed it, so we have to make a shivua for. We have a hazakah, a guy's not going to take something that doesn't belong to him. Ela, the pshat is that he himself is misupak if the guy owes him the money. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, in the Haishin, it's a safek, but the Yishna Yishto Alab. Oh. And if it's not ra'ui to grab somebody's money, misafek, that's what he has to make a Shivu'a. Good. Ve'lav amrinan tafis mamona misafeka mishtebar name misafek. Which means, why don't you say like this? The guy that's willing to take his friend's money, misafik, he's willing to make a shivua also, misafik. Which means, how is the shivua going to deter him? You tell me, oh, we're talking about a guy over here. He's an honest guy, really. He just is misupak if he's owed the money from a previous loan. So therefore, he grabbed it. So therefore, let him make a shivua. Because in his brain, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. What do you mean? The guy that can take somebody else's money, misafik, is like a sefek ganav. So the guy who can take money, misafek, can also make a shivua. Misafek. Misafek ha-mishteva, nami misafek. Amar Rav Sheshat bered Rav Idi. Parshe inche misafek shivua, vedo parshe misafek mamona. People refrain from sefek shivua, but they will not refrain from sefek mamon. You know why? Because they rationalize the money, even if I took it illegally, I can always give it back. But if I make a shivua misafik, I cannot retract the shivua. So basically, we have a big machloket over here. Do you say migu de hashid amamona hashid a shivua? Rabbi Yochanan says you don't say migu de hashid amamona, and therefore the reason why you make the shivua in the Mishnah is because I'm worried that if you don't make a shivua, a guy might come and grab his friend's item arbitrarily. So what's going to deter him? Shivua. What do you mean? The guy's going to grab somebody's mamon.
You make a full sweat.
You'll make a full sweat? No, we don't say migud hashid. You do different items. Abayis says, no. If that was the reason, we would not let the guy make a shivua. Because the guy is grabbing somebody else. He's hashud on mamon. He's hashud on shivua. We're worried the reason why he can make a shivua because could be the guy's thinking he's owed money. Safek, he's worried. Oh, you know why he's going to grab the guy's thing? Oh, I remember he owes me money, I think, and I don't think he paid me back. So in his brain, he's rationalizing, I'm just recouping. What do you mean? So the guy's going to grab money, Ms. Safek, he'll swim, Ms. Safek. No. Mamon, Ms. Safek, he'll take it to his hands. Because you can always say, if I'm wrong, I'll bring it back. But Shivua, Ms. Safek, he's not going to make.